Welcome to Unperplexed, a weekly Parsha podcast where we take one of the most challenging books in Jewish thought, the Rambam's Guide of the Perplexed, and ask a simple question: what does this difficult text have to say about how we should live? Moshe Rabbeinu did not start out as a great prophet. Indeed, though he eventually became the greatest prophet, even the greatest person to ever live, he was once just a person inspired by God. You may recall that in last week's podcast, we discussed different levels of prophecy and the idea of Ruach Hashem or Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God or the Holy Spirit. Someone filled with the Spirit of God, the Rambam says, experiences a kind of spiritual inspiration that is different and distinct from regular feelings of inspiration, but not really full prophecy. They do not receive clear divine messages to share with others. Instead, they receive divine help in some worthy cause when they may deliver the virtuous from the wicked or rescue a great or a good person or help many people. Throughout the Bible, we find many leaders who were filled with the Spirit of God, something that enabled them to do great things. This was the case with our first kings, Saul and David, and indeed with many other leaders at that time, such as the judges, Yiftach and Samson. This, the Rambam says, is where Moshe began. Quote, "Just such a power never left Moses, our teacher, from the time he reached manhood. It was this that moved him to slay the Egyptian and to rebuke the wrongdoer when the two Hebrews were fighting." Interestingly, Moshe Rabbeinu was already inspired by God's Spirit when he was stepping in to stop the Egyptian from beating a Hebrew to death, and when he stepped in to stop the two Hebrews from fighting with each other. But that is all it was. He was not privy to prophecy. God had not commanded him regarding ideas or instructions and how to improve himself or others. He was a moved person, perhaps acting without an awareness that Hashem was with him in those moments. Indeed, the Rambam says that Moshe could not help but act this way. So strong was this inner urge, he writes, that even after he fled in fear and reached Midian as a fugitive, when he saw a wrong, he could not tolerate it or refrain from putting a stop to it. This is why Moshe saved the young daughters of Yitro from harassment by male shepherds at the well, even though this put him at risk. He simply had to do the right thing and could not abide inequity. We must marvel at Moses, moved by his example. But what should we make of it? Can we learn from him? On the one hand, prophecy has disappeared, and perhaps no one in our lifetime has ever been so inspired with the Spirit of God. And yet, we have seen and heard many who have done great things like Moshe, who have stepped up to save the righteous from the wicked, to help the many, to stop injustice and wrongs, who could not even help doing so. In fact, since October 7th, there have been so many IDF soldiers and heroes along these lines that we would struggle to make a full list. We marvel, too, at them and wonder, were they inspired by Ruach Hashem, by the Spirit of God? Were they moved by something more than the rest of us? I don't know. I do know, however, that we may learn from Moshe's example, that we may live like the seemingly regular people who could not tolerate abuse of the righteous by the wicked, the apparently average who cannot abide evil. And furthermore, I know that we must live like Moshe in this moment. He did not know that he was filled with the Spirit of God, and he did not know if he would be successful in protecting the innocent and stopping wrongs. In fact, he had to run away from Egypt because of it. But he did what morally needed to be done. And so must we. And so can we. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Unperplexed, where we are going to take a look at a very difficult book through the prism of the Parsha and show how it is instructive for our daily lives.